Okay. Hello, dear friends. Good afternoon. Such a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. And let's read. Oh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, that's a lot of head. Now let's read this book, Mythology, Lady Estia. Estia Evans, An Introduction to Mythology. Let me put everything aside and change into my reading glass. Let's go. An Introduction to Mythology. Okay, we can lower it down. Yes, An Introduction to Mythology. Of all the myths of gods and heroes, the tales of the ancient Greeks still seem as fresh as when Homer first sung Son of Troy. When people spoke in whispers about the misfortunes of Midas, and when young warriors were inspired by the exploit of Heracles. It was a time when, dwelling in their crystal palace atop Mount Olympus, the immortal gods were often said to meddle in the affairs of ordinary human beings. Enough room for this. Okay. The statue of Zeus in the temple of at Olympia. Oh, I'm not having place to put this book. Tales of gods and heroes. Long ago, the people of Greece believed that the world was ruled over by a group of powerful immortals known as the gods. Tales of these gods, such as Zeus, Athena, and Poseidon, and of famous demigods and heroes like Heracles, Jason, and Theseus, and Theseus are called myths. Nowadays, we can find out about the Olympian gods through the writings of numerous ancient Greeks, including Hesiod, Apollonius, and Homer. These writers left us a rich story of myths in their books. Hesiod, for example, writes of the creation of the gods and of the war waged by Zeus, the king of gods, against his father Chronos for control of the heavens, earth, underworld, and sea. Oh, that I love. The basic ancient Greek. It may help the student of mythology to be able to recognize the names of some of the more important Greek gods and heroes. In this way, objects, coins, and temples can perhaps be identified. When modern Greek is different from ancient Greek, in many ways, it still uses the same basic alphabet. The Greek alphabet. The first thing to note about the Greek alphabet is that it looks similar to the Latin ABCs we are used to. Our alphabet, which is based on the Roman one, uses many ancient Greek letters. However, we must be careful. If we see a row in ancient Greek, it actually sounds like our R. The letter that sounds like our P is the letter pi. The Greek letters all have names. Alpha is alpha, beta is beta, and so on. The letters have capital and lowercase forms. For example, is the capital gamma or G, while epsilon is a lowercase gamma. The chart below shows the capital and lowercase Greek letters, followed by their name and equivalent letter in English. Note that there are two lowercase sigma. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, oita, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, si. Omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega, psi, did I? Myths in art. The ancient Greeks painted scenes from their myths on pots, vases, and other objects. So another way to find out about the Greek myths is from their works of art that have survived. The ways below show a scene from a story about Dionysus, the god of wine. Oh, yeah. The other day I went to Dion Museum, not Dion, it's Légion d'honneur in San Francisco, which is part of a San Francisco Fine Art Museum. And there was an exhibition, The Last Supper. It's about Vesuvio eruption. The Italian life, the lifestyle, the wine making, the food making, the pasta, the bread, the pizza. And it's very much like today's food and wine making in Italian Vesuvio, that area. And the night before the Vesuvio explosion or eruption, people lived a happy life and people drink wine, and then suddenly everything covered by the volcano lava and volcano ash, and life just put to a full stop. There were a lot of things discovered now. You can see the people's life there. Some of the food, you can even see some of the food because it's petrified. And I think there were some human body maybe petrified. And there were wine and containers and home furnitures, those things petrified or just frozen in time. So it was a very interesting very interesting, and it's very reflective. Life can suddenly put to a stop. And it, especially nowadays, our life is kind of put to a stop, or not totally put a stop in the sense of Vesuvio volcano explosion, eruption, but modern time, we have different problems. We have different kind of threats. Used to be this gigantic volcanic threat, and now it's different. Now you can see the threat comes from these small, teeny, tiny things, but it's just as powerful to destroy life. And coming back to this, so I have seen a lot of representation of Dionysus, the wine god, Dionysus. And I remember I have taken some pictures of it, the painting or the sculpture of Dionysus, its wine god. Okay, the Roman legacy, myths in ruins, the Olympian and the world, the underworld, the ancient Greek world, Orion. Oh, I have one student name is Orion. I need to see Orion and Leo Daco Centaurus. This gives me such a deep impression, this one. It's I need to read this. Okay, the underworld, the Olympians. And the word ancient Greece has known not as Greece to the people who lived there, but as Hellas. Hellas. Their view of the world, was based on what they knew of the Mediterranean Sea and the surrounding lands. Kind of makes sense. Our spirit, our thought, our mind, our feeling, and our internal intelligence is based upon our surroundings, our environment and our living condition. That is totally makes sense, right? And just as they had mythological explanations of almost everything in their day-to-day lives, they also had detailed mythological description of the land to which they thought all souls went after they died, as well as many stories about the origins of the sun, the moon, and even the stars in the sky. Kind of makes sense. A lot of time we cannot understand something, we make up story to try to explain. A lot of time it is based on imagination, based on our thoughts. Sometimes it's based on science. And now we are coming to more and more realistic, more and more logical, more and more practical. We have better knowledge, we have better ability to process information so that we can see the world, view the world, understand the world from more scientific way of doing it. Do I make any sense? Okay. The underworld gate of Tartarus. So this is Tartarus. Elysian fields. Palace of Hades. This is Palace of Hades. And this is gate of Tartarus. And this is Elysian field. Gate of Tartarus. Okay. The underworld, according to Hestiod. Hestiod, the ancient Greeks believed that if an anvil were dropped from heaven, anvil, what is anvil? If an anvil, let me change glasses because I'm wearing. Looking at the camera, anvil, go to translate, anvil, a heavy steel or iron block with a flat top encased inside, pointed, it's like stone or something. Okay. That if an anvil were dropped from heaven, it would take it 9 days to reach the earth. Beneath the earth lay Hades, the kingdom of the dead, which was divided into several different regions and had a number of rivers running through it. After being ferried across the river Styx, there will be Shahun to take care of it, the ferryman. After being ferried across the river Styx and receiving judgment, heroes and righteous people would obtain their reward in the Elysian fields, while the wicked would be punished forever in the fairy region of Tartarus, which was, according to the Iliad, a further 9 day anvil fall from the main area of Hades. Okay, this one is astrology. I cannot. Just do like this. Orion. Artemis fell in love with Orion and as moon goddess stopped shining. Oh. Apollo tricked her into killing him. In grief, she placed him among the stars, Orion. Oh, that was an interesting story. I will find the story and tell the story. Maybe I go to Wikipedia or something. Okay, another story of Orion. Centaurus. Shihong was a wise centaur, who acted as a tutor to two famous Greek heroes, Heracles and Jason. When he died, he too was placed in heavens. Centaurus was, horse-shaped body and human face. Draco must be dragon, right? According to most myths, the Draco is Ladon, who guarded the apples of the Hesperides. Eha placed him in the sky after Heracles slew him. Leo is the naming line that the hero Heracles slew for the first of his 12 labors. After the lion was defeated, Heracles used its pelt for armor. The skin. Okay, the creation of the gods. That would be quite interesting. The creation of the gods. At the beginning of time, there was nothing but the yawning void of chaos. But from chaos came Gaia, the earth, Tartarus, the place below the earth, and Eros, the god of love. Eros. What is that word? Let me find that word. Erotic is about about that. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Next came night, day, and Erebus. The dark light of Tartarus, Erebus. Gaia gave birth to Uranus, the sky, and to the mountains and the sea. She married Uranus. This is not right. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying, Gaia gave birth to Uranus, and then she married her own son. And their children were the hundred hunters. So kind of makes sense when you have a very close kinship, married together, and then you have something that is really bizarre. And that was a hundred-handed man once. The cyclop, so one hand, one eye, and a hundred hands. Yeah, these are all strange things. And the mighty titans. Titans are mighty. Okay, the titans. Uranus hated and feared his titan children. Oh my goodness, it's all about hatred. Every father hates their children, afraid of their children. Luckily, it's not my case in my family. Whoosh, whoosh. We are the odd one. Isn't that true? As each one was born, he locked them away deep in Tartarus so that they might never see daylight. He delighted his evil, but his wife Gaia longed for a way to save them, save her own children. She created a sickle of Adamum and gave it to Cronos, the youngest and most terrible titan, who set an ambush for his father. So Cronos rebelled to his father, which is pretty true for any nowadays life. The young teenager, the young adolescents rebel to their father. Yes, this is quite true. Who set an ambush for his father, but Cronos was a little bit more wild than the usual our rebellions, right? Cronos attacked Uranus unaware and defeated him. Unawares and defeated him. As Uranus' substance dripped down onto the earth, it created the giants, the furies, the nymphs, and Aphrodite. I think this is he defeated, and then something of his body. A lot of people know, I will not say this word because this book could be read, or this could be reached to any age anyway. And he's some part of his body dripped into the ocean, dripped into water, and became ocean foam, and then created furies, nymph, Aphrodite, and giants. They were not born from a usual way. The gods. If one look at a picture of Mount Olympus, it is impossible to imagine how huge the Titans really were, for that vast mountain was merely the throne of Cronos. And it wasn't long before Cronos began to act in exactly the same way that his father had. So like father, like son. And his father was jealous, was selfish, was cruel, and Cronos was exactly like his father, Uranus. He was cruel, he was selfish, he was jealous, he was afraid if his son, his own son, could be too strong or too much better than him. Okay, Cronos, it is And it wasn't long before Kronos began to act in exactly the same way as his father had. He married Rhea, his sister. Oh my goodness, again. So if you read Greek mythology, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying. Mother marries son, brother marries sister. This is not a good role model for our life. The evolutionists or the genealogists may not be happy with this. Anyway, we came from a messy source. He married Rhea, his sister, and she gave birth to the gods Estia, Demeter, Hera, Hades, Poseidon, and Zeus. But as each god was born, Kronos swallowed them, for Gaia and Uranus had warned him that he too was fated to be defeated by his own children. So because the father was defeated by his own children, which is himself, and tell him, okay, I warn you, one day your own children will defeat you. So he was very afraid. So when the baby was born, he swallowed the baby. This was actually the last time's story. He swallowed the baby, but the last baby, which is the youngest baby, Zeus. Zeus was his mother, Rhea. Rhea covered Zeus with blanket, but inside the blanket, instead of giving the baby to Kronos to swallow, he gave a piece of rock. So the mother made a trick. Okay, let's just read through it. Okay. And Zeus, grown up into an age of 15, rebellious age, adolescent, so he thought, oh, I am better than my dad. My dad is such a bad guy. He's not smart, he's stupid, he's ugly, he's fat, he's, oh my goodness, and he's cruel. Why do I need such a dad? I'm gonna kill him. So he didn't kill him. He tricked his father with some potion, magic potion. And this potion is mixed with mustard, barbecue sauce, and vanilla, and what else? And wine, and beer, all the good things and bad things in the world. He made a magical potion and gave it to his father. And he disguised himself not as his son. He pretend he was another god or something, or a servant. Anyway, his father drank that potion. Oh, your majesty, I have the most beautiful, delicious thing for you. So he gave his father this magic potion. And it smells a little bit barbecue, a little bit sweet and sour, a little bit kung pao chicken, a little bit Wellington beef, a little bit Vegemite, a little bit, well, anyway, there are all these mysterious flavor. And Kronos was so tempted, he swallowed. And then as he swallowed, 1 minute later, that is good, I like it. And then 2 minutes later, my stomach, and then 5 minutes later, and he started to swallow, to vomit. And he vomit, come out, pew. Estia, come out. And then he swallowed. Another vomit. Hades comes out. And then Demeter comes out. Eha comes out, Poseidon come out. So five of his babies came out. So that's the beginning of it. Okay. We will continue to read it in another day. Look at this. How beautiful. Thank you very, very, very much. Rhea Falls Chronos, the cave in Mount Dict, Mount Etna. Mount Etna. Oh, my. The birth of Aphrodite. Oh, we can see a lot of pictures. Monsters and mystical beasts. The hero. Perseus fighting Medusa. Medusa. Oh. Menagerie of monsters. Prometheus creates mankind. Mankind. Okay, sacrifice. So this, as you can see, this book is not a storybook as the others. If you know a little bit of the story of mythology, you can develop it yourself. It's a magical book, but if you want to learn story by story, you can go to another book. This one is more a picture, and this one is a combination of a lot of knowledges for you to develop yourself. Oak leaf. Let's see if we have an oak leaf of the oracle. Oh my, I have an oak leaf of the oracle. 1, 2, 3. Oh, gosh, 3. That is so interesting. 3 trilogy. Ah. Thank you very, very, very much. I love you. I really do. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Bye, bye. 4, run.